code we're on?
Yeah. Banyans? Banyans?
I never did.
Well, when you went to the store, you buy, say, how many pounds of flour? Now you buy?
About a pound, isn't it? It's a little pack about this big. I think it's a pound. Well, that lasts. You see, I don't make hardly anything outside of make a roux or something like that with it now. Because I don't make bread or anything. I buy my bread already made. I don't make biscuits. I made so much when my husband was living until I just didn't want any more after he died. I didn't make it anymore.
Now, there are two parts of the egg.
The yolk and the white.
Okay, the yolk is what color?
It's yellow. It's white now.
It is?
It used to be pretty and yellow, but it's white now. You know, I can't enjoy ice cream too much. Because when we made ice cream, we had these yard eggs, you see. We had chicken, we raised chickens, and that yellow was just as pretty as you want to see anything. And your ice cream came out kind of yellow. And I just can't enjoy ice cream anymore. It's white.
You put eggs in your ice cream?
Well, you make your ice cream, you make your filling, and you freeze it. Sure. It took almost a dozen eggs for a gallon of ice cream. You beat up your white until it's fluffy and you know, good. And put that in last. But you put your, beat up your yolk, put your milk on the stove and let it come to a boil.
Yeah.
And when it's coming to a boil, you have your yolk mixed with your sugar. Mixed up good, beat it up good till it looks pretty. And you pour a little of that hot water in there to get it started, and then you dump all that into the milk. And you dump your white in there, and then you take it and let it cool and you freeze it. That's ice cream.
Yeah.
That's the best out. But it comes out white now when I make it.
What might you have for breakfast?
I don't have too much for breakfast. But plenty of people eat plenty for breakfast, but I don't. I might have eggs and grits, or I might have two pieces of toast with butter in between it, or cheese.
Yeah.
I don't care about cereals. I don't eat them very much.
Do you drink something in the morning?
I drink coffee, drink a coffee in the morning.
How do you like the coffee?
I enjoy it.
Well, I mean, do you drink it with cream?
I drink it with sugar, no cream.
Without?
Without cream, I can't drink it with cream. The doctor told me not to put cream in my coffee.
Some people like their coffee.
Oh, I used to love it with cream. That good old cow's cream in there. That was so good. But I got sick and went to the hospital, and they told me, give me a big old list this long, not to what to do and not what I couldn't eat and what I could eat.
Coffee makes you sick.
And coffee is not good with cream in it.
It makes you sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sick. Gives you indigestion.
Sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was told to drink Sanka coffee. I can't drink any other kind.
Now, when you crack eggs and let them fall out of their shells into hot water, that's called?
You're blanching them, huh?
Uh-huh.
No, and what, there's another name for them.
When you cook greens, what was that kind of salt or sugar-cured meat that you would put in the greens?
I still use that. That's salt meat, and I love it. I don't like to eat it too much, you know, but I wouldn't cook peas or any kind of beans or anything without salt meat, white beans and all that. I have salt meat. You cut a little piece off, you know, in slices and put it in there.
Does it have a lot of lean on it? Or?
Yeah, well, you can buy it with a whole lot of lean. I like it with a good bit of lean. I like a little fat, but not too much.
Sow belly, you ever have?
No, I never buy that. I always buy the solid one. And, you know.
Do you remember how they would cut up hogs here? Tell me about how your husband would kill hogs.
He'd kill them. He'd stab them, you know, and bleed them good.
He did what?
He'd stab them with a sharp knife, you know. He'd just put it down kill them, you know. And a lot of people saved the blood, but we never did. We never did use the blood.
Where did he stab?
Huh?
Where did he stab?
Where did he stab him? Right to the neck, right, you know, right by the neck where he could reach the heart.
In the throat,
right in the throat.
Okay.
And then after they died, good, he'd bleed them, and after they were dead, good, well, he had a big old pot of hot water there, and he'd pour that on there and scrape them off. And after he did all that, well, then he dressed them, you know. He slurs them right down the stomach, from on up to the neck. And he'd take all the entrails out,